Ali, the Prophet's cousin, once said, "Even if you're born Muslim, you still need to discover Islam." Let's all walk on this journey together with New Muslims Hub.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب.
A scripture that we sent down to you, blessed, that they may ponder its signs, and that those endowed with understanding may remind themselves.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon all of the listeners of New Muslims Hub podcast. It's been a while. As we welcome Ramadan in 2024, this is an exceptional Ramadan, a Ramadan like no other. As a Muslim nation, whether you're a revert, a new Muslim, or a born Muslim, everyone is kind of renewing their faith. Or even if you're a non-Muslim listening to this, you've probably have been occupied, at least on a mental level, with the news coming from the Muslims' third holiest place, Al-Aqsa Mosque, and the people around it who are the Palestinian people, the indigenous people of this holy spot, and in particular, what is going on in Gaza. This is just a self-reminder and a self-reflection. A couple of years ago, we were all trying to grasp and prepare ourselves for an exceptional Ramadan because it was the COVID and it was the pandemic and social distancing. It was so overwhelming, we can say, and it was such a new experience to all of us. And we've all been reminding each other and being reminded by the fact that Ramadan is full of mercy anyways, and we will Ramadan anyways. Despite all the challenges. This year, we're being faced with a much more horrible challenge, we can say. But again, let's remember that Ramadan comes with mercy. As we witness one of our holiest spots being attacked, and its people, those who are defending it and resisting the nasty, faithless, merciless, brutal terrorist, if that term makes sense, occupation and genocide, it's getting harder and harder on all of us on a spiritual level. Nevertheless, we see so many, on the other hand, so many voices rising and speaking up for those people, for those Muslims. So many people are turning towards the Quran, and so many people are even accepting Islam and considering, at least, and contemplating on the Quran. We've seen very influential figures, we can say, whether on social media and so on. And this is just a self-reminder that this is the month of the Quran, and it would make no sense if we perform Ramadan this year without contemplating on all what's going on, because what we're seeing and what we're witnessing at the moment is something very exceptional, something very shakening, and it is such a huge trial to all of us, to each and every one of us, and to the whole Muslim nation. So as we read the Quran, let's just reflect and reread and re-grasp every single ayah that we go through. Try to make all the events that are taking place at the moment be vivid in front of our eyes as we are contemplating and reflecting on these signs of the Quran. And speaking of which, I'm reminded by a video that went viral by a non-Muslim who was saying how she was reading the Quran, and when she comes across the ayat or the signs or the parts of the Quran that are talking about the torture that will be taking place in the hereafter in hellfire, and she said what could be paraphrased into the following: had I read these verses couple of months ago, I would have thought no human being is ever deserving of such a torment. But now, as we're seeing what's going on in Gaza, all the crimes and atrocities committed by the Zionists, I think it makes perfect sense. And this is something to reflect upon, because this is a thought that came from a non-Muslim. And as Muslims, we are taught to seek wisdom wherever it is. And such a huge wisdom is hidden in such words. We've always been thankful of so many things that Allah has created for us. We've always been thankful of the fact that we're Muslims. And this is something that we shouldn't take for granted. Of course, the fact that we're Muslims, had we not been Muslims, we would have lost our minds through these events. But one of the things that we barely thank Allah for is the fact that there is a day of judgment, the fact that there is a hellfire. We thank Allah for the Jannah, for the paradise, but we never thank Allah for hellfire. Now, as I read the Quran and as I come across the verses of torture in hellfire, back in time, whenever we would come across these ayat, we would think, oh Allah, may Allah protect us from this. Because as humans, we are just, our default settings are set to this. Some people are motivated by hope. Some people are motivated by fear. Some people are motivated by both. Some people are just motivated by love, and that's the highest of ranks that we should be seeking, but we're humans at the end of the day, and Allah knows what He created. So some people worship Allah and follow His instructions and refrain from all sorts of evil and sins just for the fact that they want to get to Jannah, they want to get to paradise, they want to be rewarded. And others, no, that's not their motto. That's not their key. It's just not going to click. They have to be scared off by something. They have to be threatened by something. Allah knows best of our psychologies. So that's probably what we've always been feeling or thinking whenever we would come across such ayat, such signs. But now, as we're reading them, let's contemplate on the damage that we've all been feeling, on the deep level of helplessness and powerlessness and pain and injustice and torture that we're all going through as a Muslim nation, and let just those ayat sink in, that one day these people will be held accountable for what they've done and they will pay for it. So alhamdulillah for the fact that there is a hellfire, alhamdulillah for the fact that there is a torture, a torment, a punishment by Allah in the hereafter. And I'm reminded by a quote by the great thinker Mustafa Mahmud, who said that Allah's mercy encompasses everything, even His torture. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, as mentioned in the Quran, and my mercy has encompassed everything, has encompassed all. Everything is blessed with Allah's mercy. Even hellfire in itself, in its very essence, is a mercy. And this is just another reminder that with all the apocalyptic events taking place in Gaza, there's definitely mercy in each one of them. So this is a reminder to myself and every one of us, and this is a self-reminder that we should be reminding each other with and reminding ourselves with constantly and frequently, because humans, we're just bound to forget that whatever is taking place over there, there is mercy in it. And that we need to reflect this Ramadan on every ayah through the current events that we're going through. We need to remember the Palestinians as we're going through each and every line of the Quran. Let's just try to make the things, and actually sometimes we don't even need to try so hard. Some ayat are just so vivid in front of our eyes. When we see some events taking place over there, we're just instantly reminded by certain ayat. But now as we are reading, as we go, especially as we're starting off in Ramadan and we're going through Surah Al-Baqarah and the ayat of the sons of Israel, we're reminded by the very fact that the stories in the Quran are not mentioned just for the sake of narrating and telling stories. These are just, if it makes its way to the Quran, it means that this is something important that Allah wants us to remember all the time and reflect on. It means that there will be a Pharaoh, that there will be a vicious Pharaoh in every time and in every place that will be willing to kill babies, as we're seeing right now, Zionists saying it out and loud. It means that such figures will be everywhere. So we are reminded, we are told and instructed how to deal with these malicious and vicious figures and characters through the wisdom of the Quran. So also this is something else to reflect on and to remember our brothers and sisters in Gaza in Palestine and in every other spot in the Muslim world or in the whole world that are being subject to injustice, famine, starvation, I would say, and horrible atrocities such as Sudan, Congo, and all of the heartbreaking list. So let's keep them in our prayers, especially as we are breaking our fast. And let's make sure that as much grateful we are that our deen, our faith, welcomes every other culture ingredient as long as it does not contradict it. The fact that Ramadan has taken so many colors and shapes throughout the whole Muslim world accordingly. Ramadan in one country, it's kind of different from another country because the festivities around it are different. But I think it's a time, this Ramadan, like no other, we all need to lessen the level of festivity as much as we can because our brothers are starving. Our brothers are being massacred because we're seeing it all on our cell phones. This is one thing. The other thing is the fact that it has never been okay to post photos of food, I would say, because we are reminded by Prophet Muhammad in his famous hadith that can be translated into, you're not a true believer if you are full while your neighbor is hungry. So how on earth would we have the audacity and the guts to share meals and family gatherings and all of that when entire lineages have been wiped off the list of the records, when an entire family had been massacred and bombed? So we need to be more thoughtful and more aware of this. It was never okay at any time to post photos of food anyways to begin with. But now that will be much, much more horrible thing to do, especially with the frenzy of social media and everything. And again, that's a self-reminder. Throughout all the previous Ramadans, we would post pictures of our gatherings, of our family gatherings, of our friends, of our reunions that take place in Ramadan, of our gathered and shared iftars and all of that. But no. It was never okay and it should never be. Especially now, there are people dying of starvation. There are people massacred and not just missing a family member. There are people who are missing their entire families as this genocide is taking place. So this is just another self-reminder. This is a Ramadan like no other, again. And I'm not saying that we should be all mourning and crying and not show any happiness with Ramadan. Again, we are a religion of balance, alhamdulillah. We are a nation of moderation. We're always moderate. So it just needs to be in balance, you know, like do the decorations, but don't be so lavish about it. Don't be posting pictures about it. That's all. And Ramadan like a Palestinian, because despite all what they've been through and what they're still being through, despite the fact that all the mosques have been demolished and bombed and turned into rubble, they showed up to Taraweeh nightly prayers. That's what we need to embrace. That's what we need to look up to. We need to Ramadan like a Palestinian this year. Despite the fact that they lost all their homes, they lost their living in tents, yet they're still find the time to show, and they're still deliberate and steadfast enough to show their happiness for the fact that Allah has made us reach Ramadan by decorating. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be decorating, I'm just saying that we should be moderate. So let's Ramadan like a Palestinian, let's embrace their spirit. They've taught us a lot, and they still have a lot to teach us, and most importantly, let's keep them in our prayers with every single iftar table that we sit at, with every single time, with every single prostration, with every single nightly prayer, and with every single act of worship that we do. Let's remember them in our donations, of course, with the current starvation taking place, if there are trustable organizations that would make sure to deliver it over there. And that's all. Let's just Ramadan like a Palestinian this year, because this is a Ramadan like no other. May Allah free our holy mosque and Masjid al-Aqsa, the Aqsa Mosque. May Allah liberate the people of Palestine and help us all in our self-struggle and in our actual struggle against this oppression and this occupation, and grant them victory during this month and grant us all means to support them and to participate in this great, huge test of jihad, and never underestimate the jihad of a word, And words can be verbal and nonverbal, even a gesture, even a photo saves 1,000 words sometimes. We should never underestimate the power of our voices. That's just all, and may Allah accept this Ramadan from all of us and make it a Ramadan of victory, a Ramadan of mercy upon all of us as a nation, and especially upon Palestinians and all the other suffering people in other spots of the world. And may Allah forgive all of our sins and our shortcomings. Ameen. Thank you for listening to New Muslims Hub. Any benefit you heard was solely from Allah's blessings, and any error was definitely ours. May Allah accept every moment we all spend in our journey to discover Islam.